Welcome to this ancestral healing meditation. This meditation is intended for you to use to connect to your ancestors. And if it's the first time you've ever connected to your ancestors in this way, then there'll be some advice, some guidance, and some tools that you can use and return to whenever you want to make this connection. It is our heritage to connect to our ancestors. And at this time of autumn, it's particularly auspicious to do so. Ancient people believed this time of year was when the spirits felt close and they could make their connection to the ancestors that were so important to their lives. They would gather for ceremonies around the end of October and connect to their ancestors, asking for wisdom and guidance to get them through the colder months. It was a time of loving reverence for their ancestors. And although I'm not seeking to recreate an ancient ceremony, that feeling of love from ancestors, from folks who've gone before, is very much what I'd like to bring to this meditation. By doing this, I'm seeking to reclaim this important time for our connection to our ancestors and make it relevant to today. One of the reasons I'm inspired to do this is because I've met quite a lot of people who find this time of year a real struggle and sometimes believe they suffer from a seasonal disorder. I think connecting to ancestors and going inside rather than paying attention to the distractions that go on around the end of October can be really helpful in getting you through these difficult moments. So I'm going to give you some tools to use to find your ancestors and discover that you have an ancestral space. It's inside you. It's a very nurturing practice to connect to ancestors. After all, these are people who deeply loved each other and created your family and your lineage. But it's a practice that has become ignored or overlaid with other ways of honouring the past or people who've lived before. And this is illustrated by Halloween, a festival which has largely become empty of meaning and seems to focus very heavily on young people and families with young children. There's not much mention of ancestors during Halloween, yet traditionally it is the time when we do connect to our ancestral chain and we link to our elders from the past. Now, many of us have got thousands of years of ancestors and ancestral history. If you were to check your DNA, you'd probably discover that you have ancestry going back around 10,000 years for most of us. Landscape is very important in an ancestral connection. Now, this can be actual, in a place where ancestors are known to have been buried and honoured, or visual, in your mind's eye, or a combination of both. You have an ancestral land. Once it was a place, but now perhaps it's inside and imagined. Nonetheless, it's still powerful. Trees are very important in making ancestral connection. Ancient people used trees as a way of connecting to their ancestors. They saw their ancestors in the trees. They would plant relics underneath trees, relics of their ancestors. They would also use certain kinds of wood collected from certain trees to invoke an ancestral connection. Now, I'm not saying you go out and chop down some trees, but in fact, sitting by a fire, an open fire, and contemplating ancestors as you gaze into the flames is actually quite a good way of making an ancestral connection. One of the important things when you're doing this kind of practice is to have an intention. Know what you want to ask your ancestors. Now, this can be simple guidance, asking your ancestors to become your divine guidance. Or maybe you have an issue you're going through and you wish to find out how that can be eased or helped. You can ask your ancestors for advice and wisdom. That is the traditional way to make ancestral connection. The most important thing is that you practice this. Use this meditation a few times until you can actually do it yourself. It is a symbolic connection. So you don't need to necessarily have photographs of your grandparents or their parents. In fact, it's probably better to make it completely symbolic. It's well worth building an altar space, either in your home or out in nature, or particularly by a tree, or if you happen to be near a sacred space, that can be very powerful. Now, ancestors lived in very different times to us. Often difficult lives were led, and they had to make difficult choices that by today's standards may not be appropriate. So let's be clear, when you connect to your ancestors and your lineage, it's not the personalities of your ancestors that you're connecting to. It's not their past history. Even though that history, in fact, does live still inside you. And I'll come on to that in a little while. Ancestral connection is to the soul energy of your ancestors. And it's a deeply powerful place to go. And when you make this connection, it will be a felt sense within you. And it's likely to bring a great sense of belonging to a line of people. People you may be meeting for the first time. It's particularly helpful to make ancestral connection if you're going through a grieving situation. Grief and loss are very painful. And that hot moment of deep pain can be eased by making ancestral connection. It brings meaning to life and our place in our ancestral chain. It's comforting to know that although you've lost loved ones near and dear to you, in fact you have loved ones going back thousands and thousands of years, it gives you a bigger picture, and that can be very comforting at this time when you're going through grief. Healing your ancestral line is a very powerful and worthwhile thing to do. We do carry the history of our ancestors passed down to us in our DNA, and this can be released by energy healing. Now, I'm not able to do that through this meditation, but I will be doing it and offering it to people who live nearby and also at a distance as well. So you will be able to take part in distance healing for your ancestral line if you don't happen to live very close to me in Buckinghamshire. Please check my website for details of those sessions. So now let's settle in together for the start of the meditation journey. If you're listening to this outside in nature, get comfortable sitting beside a tree or in a sacred place, or just somewhere in your garden or out in the woods or wherever you are. Make yourself comfortable so you can relax for the next 10 minutes or so. I'm going to take you on an ancestral journey which will involve time travel. I'm going to make you a time traveller. So take your attention to your breath. And just deepen your breathing for a few breaths, just to settle your system. It's very nurturing to breathe in through your nose and release with an audible sound through your mouth. Do that a couple of times before we start. Now, once you're ready, we will begin. And I will offer you the opportunity to pause or carry on listening. There'll be a period of silence for around 7-8 minutes, but at that moment you can pause it and you can carry on and go deeper. But for now, quieten your mind with attention to your breath. Drop your attention into your body. Bring a focus of awareness to your navel. Your navel is a place, physically, that once connected you to your mother. But energetically, your navel connects you to your ancestors. If your mind starts to wander during this meditation, which is perfectly natural, just guide your awareness back to your navel. You may well find that it's a very nurturing place to be sitting, meditating with awareness in your navel, and it will take your meditation deeper. So keep breathing there, with attention in your navel. And start off by using your imagination. Imagine yourself going back in time, maybe hundreds of years at first, turning into thousands of years. And as you allow this unfolding of time to happen and keep your attention in your navel, you may automatically find yourself visualizing the land of your ancestors. But if not, just simply use your imagination to conjure up in your mind's eye a place. Be aware that in this place, the spirit and energy of your ancestors awaits you. And slowly, as you deepen this meditation, an ancestor will step forward and make themselves known to you. This is likely to be something you either know or feel, or you may see it in your mind's eye. So I'm going to give you now a period of 7 minutes for your own meditation journey, holding your attention in your navel and asking to bring forward an ancestor. But I also invite you to pause now and return to this meditation a little later when you've done your journey, if you want to lengthen and deepen your practice. But for now, there'll be a period of silence.
There is 1 minute left. It is time for you to thank your ancestors and return back to the present moment. No need to rush, take your time. You've been in a deep place of guidance and wisdom. But take your attention back to your breath and gradually and slowly and gently bring yourself back into your present awareness. Thank you for listening to this meditation, and please return to it and use it, particularly during autumn and into winter, to help you at this time of year to keep your connection strong with your ancestors. Thank you very much for listening.